New Hampshire's fault line for expanding its Medicaid program has always run through the GOP-controlled Senate. There, top lawmakers from both parties have tried and failed to reach compromise over the past year. And so now, with a deal clearly in reach, Democratic co-sponsor Peggy Gilmore of Hollis reminded colleagues of all they've been through.
You know, we've gone through our summer vacation, we went through the holidays, and we've gone through the recent frigid cold weather to come to today. And I think we're at a point where we're moving forward as a Senate and as a state.
Under the bill, roughly 50,000 low-income residents would get coverage through the government, starting this summer under Medicaid, but then in 2016 through private insurance sold on the exchange. The federal government promises to pay 100% of the costs. Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley says that doesn't mean it gets to direct how the state reforms its program.
We're telling Washington how we can solve our health care problems in New Hampshire. It's not the other way around. And we have all the taxpayer protection built into it to ensure that this thing stays on the tracks.
But not all Republicans see a bright future. Andy Sanborn of Bedford was one of five lawmakers who voted against the plan. He says cost estimates have the potential to explode in coming years, potentially leaving New Hampshire residents on the hook.
We're telling the taxpayers of New Hampshire today that we're going to charge them with buying other people's mansions while they have to live in tents.
Sanborn also questioned if lawmakers would have the courage to undo the program after it sunsets in 2017. Voters will get to weigh in long before then. Greg Moore with the conservative advocacy group Americans for Prosperity says Medicaid expansion under Obamacare could be the decisive issue this November.
In Washington, ironically, they're taking steps to move away from implementing Obamacare, delaying significant portions of the law, casting votes with both New Hampshire representatives supporting to delay the individual mandate. Now, here in New Hampshire, we're seeing it just the opposite.
The proposal still needs to move through the democratically controlled House, which will start debate next week. Representative Cindy Rosenwald of Nashua says the Senate's bill is close in substance to what House leaders approved in the past.
They've done a good job. I think it's a strong, strong bipartisan effort, and I think it's going to be good for New Hampshire.
Senate passage is also good for Governor Maggie Hassan, who made Medicaid expansion a top priority. She thanked lawmakers for their cooperation and says health coverage should be ready on July 1st for the newly eligible.
This is a very tight timeline, but I'm very confident that if we continue to work together, we're going to be able to meet it.
Some of that will depend on the federal government, which still needs to okay the plan. One key requirement is if New Hampshire's reliance on private insurance coverage won't end up costing Washington more than government-run care. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.